For weeks, dozens of prisoners across Texas have been refusing to eat in protest of their living conditions. The men want to end the use of solitary confinement. The state has about 3,100 men in their cells for more than 22 hours a day. They're often in solitary only because of their affiliation with a prison gang. Now, another complaint of inhumane treatment of incarcerated men is headed to state prison officials. Let's bring in Paul Flav of Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. He's been covering this. Paul, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the hunger strike began on January 10th. What's been going on?
Yeah, the numbers participating have dwindled from about 72 prisoners who first launched the strike 5 weeks ago to about a dozen today. The state says they continue to closely monitor the men's health and no medical interventions have been needed. And that's because many of the men started a second wave of the strike early this month. No one's refused food for the entirety of the strike, but those that remain have refused food for at least 3 days.
Okay. And what about this latest complaint sent to state prison officials?
Yeah, two advocacy groups filed a complaint with the state about the use of holding cells at a prison in East Texas. They allege they're putting men in cramped cages that don't have bathrooms or beds and are not intended for anything but for temporary placement, but they're keeping them there for days.
And you've been in email contact with some of the incarcerated men. What are they telling you about why they're striking?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a long time they just haven't felt heard. They say they're being treated like dogs in kennels. One said that it was worse than that since most Texas prisons aren't air conditioned. They say they don't have access to education or drug treatment. They worry about when they get out and having no new skills and suffering from the psychological damage. One prison researcher, University of Colorado Boulder professor David Pyrou, said going straight from solitary back to communities is a recipe for trouble. Here's more.
You're essentially in a large box, size of a parking space, and you make that transition to the community. And a lot of times people will resort to creating the conditions that were not unlike solitary confinement.
And I would love to play a clip from these men, but the Texas Department of Criminal Justice has barred journalists from interviewing hunger strikers.
Why?
We were actually in the process of scheduling an interview with a man at a prison in far north Texas. He said yes, the prison warden said yes, then all of a sudden it was canceled. And the explanation we were given is they considered this hunger strike to be a disruption to their normal operations, and giving it media attention could make it worse. We did speak to one man's mother. She asked us not to use her name out of concern about retaliation against her son. She said her son's mental and physical health was in serious decline.
He was experiencing a deep, depression. He had paranoia. He said that he would see things that weren't there.
Now, more than a decade ago, the United Nations called for ending all solitary confinement of more than 15 days. Why does Texas keep using it?
They say they do it to keep the prison and inmates safe. The practice started more than 30 years ago when prison gangs and violence spiked. Of the 3,100 men in solitary confinement in Texas, 1,200 are prison gang members, most of whom have done nothing wrong other than being in the gang, according to state data. Prison officials say these are violent and organized gangs, and they can't trust them to have free rein to recruit.
And finally, what now?
Advocates have told us that strikers have been retaliated against through increased room searches, extreme delays in communications. They say they're currently meeting with lawyers to potentially sue over the practices. They are also looking to states like California, where prisoners use hunger strikes and federal lawsuits to force the state to change its practices.
Paul Flav is a reporter with Texas Public Radio. Thank you for this reporting, Paul.
Thanks.